Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rob Grady's here. Rob's back. He's an award-winning copywriter and syndicated columnist. He's, I think he may still be a professor. I'll have to ask him about that. He's the author of a bunch of books on marketing. And Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials is one of them. That's in the third edition. And he's been joining us now for about 8 years, sharing some ideas with us. Rob Grady, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Rob, when I started doing my show in the previous millennia, there was a whole lot of interest and buzz and conversations and books and lots of stuff written and said about branding, and that lasted for a long time. It seems to me, though, for the previous handful of years, there wasn't as much being said about branding. It was almost like branding was passé. I never believed that. I always believed that branding is something that you have to do every day. It's like cash flow, right? It's not something, even if you don't talk about it, you still have to do it. And so now here we are today, and you're mentoring young people about the power of branding, aren't you?
I am. I believe that particularly this group that I mentioned that I'm mentoring are young people just out of college. Some of them are literally out of high school, but they're trying to get that first or that early job in the marketplace, and they don't really know what they're selling because they really don't know how to package themselves.
Right.
So I look at them as individual brands, and I teach them how to create an image in the marketplace. What is your image, your physical attributes, your personality, and the combination of your work skills and experience makes up your brand? And so those three factors are the things that I'm trying to get them to make consistent so that a potential buyer, if you will, employer, or even in one case I'm working with a woman who has her own, wants to have her own consulting firm. So I'm saying, well, what is your customer going to be buying? They look at you and they see your physical attributes, they see your personality and how eager and enthusiastic you are, and you have to create that credibility of what your brand is, your work skills and experience, to be able to convince them to hire you.
One of my other brand experts says a brand is a difference with your name on it.
That's a good way to put it. The difference, meaning
a difference with your name on it, which could be your company.
Among all of
it could be your company. It could be your product. It could be you. Right? As you're talking about these people who are trying to get a job, how are you different enough to make me want to care that could benefit me as your employer? A difference with your name on it. Go ahead. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. What makes you different from all the other smart, creative, industrious people walking around out there is going to be your brand. Now, you have to establish credibility beforehand because you're selling a service. You're selling yourself. Most salespeople will tell you right off the bat that people buy from people. You may be wanting to buy gizmos or doodads, but you're buying it from a person. So you're buying that personality and that trust that person that's selling you is going to be able to deliver whatever service or whatever product that you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
So you're selling yourself all the time, and you become a brand.
One of the things that I've talked about over the years a lot, and other people have helped me. In fact, somebody wrote a book about this that we launched on the show many years ago, and that's about the ding in branding. And I thought that was such a smart way to think about it. So whenever I need something, I have in my something that pops into my head. There's a ding that goes off in my brain that makes me think of Rob Grady or somebody else or some company or whatever. And in literally the split second of that ding, I relive an entire experience that I've had with them before that was either good or bad. And that's the brand message right there, isn't it? That's the power of the brand.
When you see the golden arches, it sets off a ding in your brain. Mm-hmm. And that immediately says, oh, I love their French fries. Or, oh, yeah, I had a bad experience because mm-hmm. they gave me the wrong order in the drive-thru. That brand, or that ding, as you call it, is the brand message. And that is what your brain retains about your experience with that brand. So you're absolutely right. It's that ding. What is it that differentiates that particular product or person? In this case, we're talking about individual brands. What differentiates that brand? And how do you differentiate yourself? That's what branding is all about. What sets you apart from all the other, in this case, smart, industrious, creative people around? So you have to create that ding. You're absolutely right. That's a very good way of putting it. I like that.
Well,
who is that person I want to talk to?
I'm trying to remember the person who wrote that book. But the thing about what you just said is it applies to anything that you might be trying to promote, whether it's yourself for a job, whether it's a product that you're trying to launch, or your company to the world. It doesn't matter, right? I mean,
I agree with that.
If you're a parent, you're constantly trying to promote your own brand to your children, right? Much, you know.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it.
Good luck with that, by the way. What do you think?
Well, I think what I'm trying to push here, particularly with these students, is the idea of individual branding, meaning a person. People don't think of themselves necessarily as products or as brands, but if you do, it makes the project a whole lot simpler. Because you can boil it down to the same steps that you use to brand a product, you can apply that to a person. And then there are specific ways to differentiate yourself and how to do that, and we can talk about those in the second half of this session, but you think about those ways to differentiate yourself. You have to stand out. I mean, there's your competition is the population.
Right, absolutely.
So you have to be able to stand out.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with our good friend Rob Grady. One of his books is Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.